Okay, let's begin. Peah Daf Samach Gimel. We have about a week and a half left to Meseches Peah. Peah could go on forever, but at least our Shiurim, we have about a week and a half left to our second Mesechta here that we have the schus of learning together here in Talmud Yerushalmi, Meseches Peah. And again, this Mesechta Shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on Samach Beis, Amud Beis. We're in Perek Kol Zayis. Remember, this Perek is all about olive trees and different type of olive trees. When is there Shechacha, when it's not Shechacha. And then we got into Peret and Ololos. That was Daf Samach Aleph 2 days ago. We got into the new section of the discussion Manas Aniyim. As we are plowing through, remember the Rambam, all of the Sefer HaMitzvahs that we, the list of mitzvahs that we mentioned at the beginning of Hilchos Manas Aniyim, the four mitzvahs related to grapes, Peret and Ololos, and the Asay and the Los Asay related. And on the last off we did was relating to all of the beautiful Ma'amori Chazal about the Peros of Eretz Yisrael and the Bach that we could have in mind whenever we say Venocha Mipiria Venispa Mituva, that this Kedusha in the fruit itself. So now we get into another Mishnah relating to issues of Gfanim. So we know, as we just mentioned, there are Matnes Aniyim that are on the vine. So what happens if it's Hamedel B'Kvanim? So we had Medel already once before. Medel is when I am thinning out my own property because I want it to grow better. Right? My vines are overgrown and they're too thick, so I have to take some out so the rest of them could grow better. So we discussed that already. What do I have to do when I take those out? Am I allowed to keep those or not? But here, there's Machlokas Tanoim. Hamedel B'Kvanim. K'shem Shu Medel B'Toch Shalom. Kachu Medel B'Shalaniyim. Divrei Yehuda. What if I want to help my vines grow better, but some of what I want to thin out is the peret and the ololos? So am I allowed to touch the peret and the ololos that don't belong to me, really? They belong to the aniyim. So says the Tanakama, says Rabbi Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, you can. Just like you can be made the batok shalcha, you can be made the batok shal aniyim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Look in the Amara folder. Hamedel b'kfanim, kishagfanim avim. So we discussed this already. When the vines are thick, you could uproot the middle ones. V'hanisharim miskinin b'kach sheish lem ravacha lehis avos. Right, and the ones that are left are better in that way because they have room to thicken. They have room to get bigger. So Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, no problem. You can be made l'bashal aniyim too. Klomar made l'kadarko. You don't have to like skip over whenever you find an olelus without the katef and the netef. You don't have to skip those over. And even though there are some olelos in there that I am also plucking, meidil v'enachoshish b'kach. I don't have to worry about that. That the aniyim are not are going to lose. So we'll have to see why in the Gemara. Let's wait not to read the rest of the Gemara folder yet. Let's go back to the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to do that. Remeir Omer, no. Bishalo Rashai Veino Rashai Bishal Aniyim. Remeir says, no, you're only allowed to do that in your own. You have to skip over. Everything that belongs to the Ani, you can't touch. That's not yours. That's not yours, and therefore, or at least it is earmarked not to be yours. Remember we discussed recently, does it belong to the ani while it's in the air or only when it touches the ground? Here, it didn't even get cut yet. So nobody's going to say that it really belongs to the ani already. Right? The whole shiloh that we had was, does it belong to the ani while it's in the air? But does it belong to the ani while it's attached? Maybe not. Unless you say there we were talking about leket. They were talking about, as it falls, does it belong to the ani in the air or on the ground? But here, peret and the ololos, maybe that belongs to the ani right away. Because that's already defined when it's still attached. It's not like it's going to fall and then we're going to decide. I can look at the tree and say, that's peret, that's ololos. It's clear. It's clearly marked and defined what it is. So maybe it is. Does belong to the ani right away. Well, the Mishnah calls it that. The Mishnah calls it Bishal Aniyim already. So, interesting to think about. Peret and the Ololos might be, if you think about all the Manas Aniyim that we had already, it's really the only one that is clearly defined. Peah I could give anywhere in my field. Leket, it depends what falls. Shichacha, even Shichacha. I have a bundle. It's not clearly defined. If there are three of them, I get to keep it. If there are two of them, I have to give it. right? If I forgot an olive tree, maybe something, we had the Ibaya three times already, I think, already. If something is not Shechacha, could it then become Shechacha? So all of these are not so clear. So then you could talk about when it becomes the Shel Ani or not. But here, the Peret and the Ololos, so Peret might be the individual grapes that fall. We also said maybe it's the individual grapes that are growing on the tree, on the vines. That was a machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah we had, whether a few individual grapes that are growing on top of each other, right? That was the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim at the end of the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph, Gargar Yechidi. But here, let's say you have the ololos, right? You have these inferior clusters that you see clearly on the tree. So maybe that's already belonging to the ani, even when it's still attached to the vine. So the Tanakhama says, Rebbe Yehuda says you can't be meidel, even though it's good for the overall vine. And the mayor says no, you have to suffer through the consequences, so to speak, and you can't be meidel. And even if it goes down somewhat in value, you know, nothing you could do. So says the Gemara, clarifying the machlokas. Hakol modim b'morcha lechaveiro asar eshkolos. Everyone agrees. Let's say I sell my friend 10 clusters. I'm going to sell my friend 10 clusters, but he didn't take them yet. I sold it to them, but he's leaving them to grow a little more in my field. So in that case, and then I want to be meidel my vine, the rest of them, then for sure I can't touch them. They're not mine. Shehi asur li gabahen. That for sure I can't touch, because that is not mine at all. I have no say that they belong to my friend. And akomo de bishutaf, and the opposite extreme, the Gemara is laying out, what if I have a partnership with these vines, with somebody, then for sure I can be meidel, because it belongs to both of us, and this is good for both of us. Hakol modim b'shutav, k'shem shu meidel b'toch shalo, kachu meidel b'toch shal chaveiro. That for sure I'm allowed to. Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, mishum d'shutfin adaita d'hachi d'shtatfu. Because this is part of our agreement. Part of, we became shutfin, that we're each going to take care of it for each other. So if I sold these clusters, I for sure cannot touch them. If I am a partner, then I for sure can't touch them. What's the shayla? What do you say for matnas aniyim? What am I considered with the ani? How do I look at our relationship? So that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda avi like a shutaf. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm like a shutaf in these vines, even though not really, because the ololos are going to be fully to the aniyim and everything else is fully going to be mine, but at least in a certain sense, we consider it shutfis, and therefore, if Rabbi Yehuda says, if I'm a shutaf, then I could take care of it for you. Just like a real shutaf, I could take care of it for you, and I could be meidel b'toch shel aniyim. Rabbi Meir, avalei kemocher, Rabbi Meir says, no, it's as if these are sold to the ani. The ani owns them, and I can't touch them. That's the first suggestion of the Gemara, what the machlokas is about. Let's continue, and then we'll comment. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says, that can't be. Rabbi Imi says, that can't be. You tell me you're like a shutaf? Hagatz b'cha. Sheachal tan chaya. In tavdina kashutaf, ye chayav l'shalim lo. Right? If you're really a partner with the ani, then what happens if an animal comes and destroys all of the property? Then you're going to have to pay the ani, you know, in kind. You're going to have to make it up to him. If the animal ate all of the ololos, you're going to have to make it up? No, you don't. You don't have to make it up. It's not your fault. So you see that it's not a real partnership. It's not a real partnership. Right? Says the Mara fold on top. Al karchach la b'hachi pligi. It can't be that they're regularly arguing about whether it's partnership or a sale. The other lay Rabbi Yehuda kishutaf, because if you really say it's like a shutaf, yochaltan chayil ololos yevala bayis chayiv v'chelko kedin shutaf l'shalim laniyim. You should have to split up what's left, and nobody's going to say that. Only the ololos belong to the ani. Elavadai ainz et hamachlokusam. That for sure is not the reason for the machlokas, but the machlokas is, as I explained in the Mishnah. How do you explain in the Mishnah what we had earlier back on Daf Memvav? There, the Gemara said that the reason Rabbi Yehuda allows it is because it's the aniyim's fault. They had time to come and get the ololos. By the time I'm being meidel and it grows very thick, then it's their fault that they haven't taken it by now. So if it's their fault, so that's why I'm allowed to, whittle them and thin the vines, because I had given them time. That's the metzias and how these things grow. By the time it gets thick, it's the ani's fault. They had time. And therefore, it's not because of mocher versus shutaf. That was the havamina. But the maskana is, no, the Rabbi Yehuda says that it's their fault. And Rabbi Meir would say, tough luck. Rabbi Meir says, okay, you're right. They should have come earlier, but still you can't touch it. Still, you can't touch it. It belongs to the Aniyim, and even if they messed up and they didn't come, you're not allowed to do that for them. Okay. Well, we discuss Shutfis. That obviously is a huge topic. How do we look at Shutfis? How do we look at Shutfis? First of all, there are at least four different sugis and shas that have to do with jointly owning something. And each one of them is different. They're not similar to each other. Number one is Shutfis, partnership. Number two, Tfusas Habayis. That means a Yerusha. When a man dies or a woman dies, and the Yerusha goes to the family. So that's like a partnership, but it's not exactly. They didn't come to an agreement. They didn't have a haskama. When all the children own something, that's called Tfusas Habayis. It was grabbed by the house, literally. The estate, we would call it in English. The estate. How do you look at the estate? Is that a partnership? Right, by each of these, I would say more by the estate case, maybe there you could already, and the Gemara talks about this in Nedarim and elsewhere, you could kind of view this already as if it's split up because that's already earmarked. Partners could stay forever. Usually when somebody dies and all the Yarshim get it, the inheritance, the estate is going to be split up. That's why the Gemara relates this to the sugya of Brera. The sugya of Brera, which the Maharshal says is the largest conceptually sugya in Shas. Comes up all over Brera, right? Brera, which also relates to two other sugyas, Asmachta and Tznai, right? There's an overlap having to do with future events being clarified and seeing the clarification, the roots of that clarification in the past. Right? That's the sugya Brera, Asmachta, and Tznai. But Brera is brought into Tfusas Habayis because it's going to be split up, and maybe I could already foresee, but that's another example of jointly owning something. There's Shutfis, there's Tfusas Habayis, there is Tzibur. Tzibur is another parallel. Tzibur is not exactly the same thing as a Shutaf. The Meshechachma in the beginning of Dvarim, Meshechachma discusses that Dvarim, the Haftarah for Dvarim is Shabbos Chazon, and there the Navi quotes from Hashem. Hashem is very upset at us that we're bringing a karbanos that he's not interested in. I don't want your karbanos. And what are the karbanos that he specifically knocks us on? Mincha and Ketores. I don't want your mincha and ketores, says the Meshech Chachma, again in the Haftarah for Dvarim. Why don't you want my mincha and ketores? So as the Meshech Chachma explains, because those two specifically symbolize achdus. They symbolize unity. And we were so not united. And therefore, dafka those, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets us upset about. How do those symbolize achdus? So one of them is more famous than the other, ketores. Ketores, right, the Gemara says there are 11 spices, and one of them smells really badly, the chelbana. You put it all together, and everything smells good. And that symbolizes the ketores, and even the poshi Yisrael have to be part of our fast days. Right? He quotes the Gemara in Krisus, on Davav. Kol tainus shein ba miposhi Yisrael, eina tainus. Sharei, I don't have to say whether that's Bavli or Yerushalmi, because there's only Kachim Bavli. Sharei chelbana rechara, umana kazim in samane ketores. Vaharei hadavar hapachos ba'atzmiyuso because us shu misarev be'aguda klalis hu misbasim umoel lahotzi reach nichloach min avsamanim achirim. So that's number one. Fine. That's the ketores symbolizes achdus, and then he also discusses mincha. Mincha. What's the halacha of a mincha? One person can bring a carbon mincha. If I want to be no Dave, if I want to volunteer carbon mincha, I can bring it. Two people can't. Shutfin can't bring a karban mincha, two people together. Tzibur brings a karban mincha. Right, we're in Sfiras HaOmer now. Right, we're surrounded by two karban minchas. Right, the minchas HaOmer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, and the Shtei HaLechem, which is brought on Shavuos. Right, that's also a form of a karban mincha. So a mincha can be brought by a tzibur or by a yachid, but not by Shutfin. So the Meshech Chachma says, why? Tzibur is really one unit. Right, you lose the people involved in the tzibur lose their own individual identity, and they become the tzibur. They become the community. That's different than partnership. Partnership, everybody has their own their own individual statuses still. So shutfis and tzibur are very different. That's the Meshech Chachma continuing. Mincha eina kreva b'shutfin, rach b'yachid, v'tzibur ba mincha, l'fisha tzibur hu b'klali yuso, kemo yachid shu ish echad, v'kol echad mo'o l'chaveiro, kemo shekol eiver mo'o l'chaveiro. Right, the whole body. So again, that's a different concept, tzibur. So we have shutfis, and tfusas habayis, and tzibur. And then I wouldn't have thought of it, but I was doing some research, and I saw a list, somebody compares it, chati eved, chati ben chorin. That's also a jointly owned item. For I remember two people own an Eved, and then one of them frees. So that Eved is jointly owned, partly by himself and partly by the owner. So that's all a different type of case. I remember the Mishnah Maseches Gittin that we would force Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and we would force the owner to free the other half because this guy is stuck. He can't marry anybody and can't fulfill the mitzvah of Lasheves Yitzara. That's the Mishnah in Gittin Adaf Mem Aleph. But these are four different concepts, and each one can be discussed. Shutfis is a huge topic. By partnership, which is what we're discussing here in the Hava Mina, that we're like by a partnership, do we look at it as if everybody owns everything, right? We all own everything, or no? We each own parts that's undefined as of yet, right? Big Nafka Mina. What if one partner is misalik himself from the partnership? Do you need a Maisa Kinyan by the other one? Or no, he already owns everything. It's just that the other person also owned everything. So when he removes himself, I own everything now myself. Or do you say, no, I have to do a Maisa Kinyan because I really owned a conceptual part, which was not defined, and now I own everything, so I would have to do a Maisa Kinyan. Either way, a huge topic that comes up in various places. Shutfis, there's a Rav Gusman writes in... whenever he writes a lot. In Nedarim, or if Gusman writes in Kodesh Yerim, that Shutfin is a new kind of concept. How could two people own the same thing? Right? They don't have that in legal terms. Maybe you could partially yours, but how could each person own everything of the same thing? He says it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush of Shutfis that only exists in Halacha. And his Lashon is, Ulu Shutav Yishlo Koach HaBailos Al Kol HaNachasim. But the other person has veto power. We each own everything, but we kind of each own nothing ourselves, because each one has the veto power of the other one. Okay, so that's in terms of shutfis, but again, that's all the Hava Mina. The Gemara says, what's this machlok is about, Rebbe Meir and Behuda? Is it about shutaf or mechira? And then we end up saying, no, it can't be shutaf, because then Rabbi Imi says, you'd have to pay him back if the animal eats the food, so it must be based on what we said earlier in the Masechta, and that is it the Ani's fault for delaying? So Amar Yochanan, now we continue. Nira Mochleves Hashitas Hashar Yehuda. It seems that there's a Machlokes, not Machlokes, a Stira in Rabbi Yehuda. We have this already, right? There's a Stira in Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Am I allowed to do stuff that it's going to affect the Ani? Taman Omer, earlier we said, remember we had a Mishnah back on Daf Memvav, am I allowed to saturate my field in order to, you know, for the good of the field? But if I saturate it, I'm going to ruin some of the leket there. So that was a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do it. Tamanu omer benkach uvenkach not lenu manichan al geder. Right, you have to put the leket on top of the fence. Via ani bavanot lo shalom. The ani has to come take it. Meaning you can't water your field. Right, you can't water your field because that's going to cause a loss to the ani. V'kohu omar hachin. And here he said what he said. So again, remember that lashon. The lashon of the Mishnah was, can you in Megalgalin Bitofiach? Rabbi Meir says you can't. And then we have the Tosefta there, Hamarabit Sadehu. And Rabbi Yehuda says you gotta put it on the top of the fence. So over there he says you can't touch the Ani stuff. You gotta put it on top of the fence and then water your field. And over here he says you can be made of the Ani stuff. Right? So what's the difference? What would be Mechalik between the Leket there and the Anavim here? No. Says the Gemara, the answer is simple. Mitok shehu me'abein. Let's go with that girsa. That's the girsa of the Marafolda. Me'abein, thicken, from the word aveh. Over here where you're thickening with the shabein and also ziyot l'shana ba. If I am madel in my grapes and I make them grow better, then it's going to grow better next year and the ani is going to get more next year. There's going to be more grapes. So it's good for the ani if I'm madel in the whole field because it's going to be good, better for him next year. So over there, I'm just watering my field. Says the Gemara, okay, v'yamaravachas. So say over there too, mikivachu mirabza hu osi yosla shanaba. Say the same thing there too. If you water your field very well and it's going to grow better, then it's going to be better for the ani for next year. If you have a long-term view, why don't you say that in both places? So Amar Lei, so he says, no. There's still a difference. Matsui hu lazara yarak. Often, not by grapes. Grapes are grapes, and the vines stay there for whatever number of years you have the grapes. But in fields, sometimes I'm going to switch off. One year I'm going to do tvua, one year I'm going to do yarakos. I'm going to switch off for the good of the field. And therefore, even if I water my wheat field a lot this year, but it could be that next year I'm going to do it. So it's not going to help the honey. The honey doesn't get any rakos, right, in the Matnas Aniyim. So is Lav Davka going to help the honey? And that's why I'm not allowed to do it there. Right, over here, it's definitely going to help in the next year because I'm going to do vines. You can't switch vines. Vines are vines. You can't do any something else in place of vines in the following year. But over there, I can. Matsuyu lazarayarek. It's common to do vegetables the following year. Ulahavrich menanim. And then the honey's not going to get anything. So therefore, right, see what the Marav Holder says. Ain leket biyarek. Right, there's no leket when it comes to vegetables. Vavile hefzalanim. And then the honey won't be getting anything out of it. That's why there's a difference between the two. So you got to know a little farming to know the difference between the Mishnayos. Good. Next Mishnah, Halacha A, the Mishnah tells us in Mishnah Vav. Kerem Ravai. Right, maybe we haven't touched on this yet. And why is this here? Because Ololos is mentioned in the Mishnah. Kerem Ravai, we know the fourth year of fruit, it's off limits to me to eat where I am. The first 3 years is Arla. First 3 years is Asur Bahana'a. And I'm not allowed to get any pleasure from all of the fruit. That's even in Chutz La'aretz. Arla's Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says a Kiddushin. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is also Aser. Suffig Arla. The Gemara says, though, that even though that's a Din D'Oraisa Pashtus, but Suffig Arla's Mutter. That was part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Even though usually Suffig D'Oraisa L'Chomra, but Suffig Arla B'Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. Fine. So, but that's Arla, the first 3 years. But the fourth year is Ravai. Right? For the word Ravi. What's that? The Halacha is I have to bring that to Yerushalayim and eat that in Yerushalayim. That's Ravai. There is a Machlokas Tanam, whether it's by Neta Ravai or only Kerem Ravai. Does it only apply to vines? Or does it also apply to anything that grows in the fourth year? So this Mishnah just quotes Kerem Ravai, which is according to everyone. Fine. So Kerem Ravai. What is the halacha of Kerem Ravai? So if you just think about what the halacha is, it kind of sounds like Maaser Sheni. Right? Because Maaser Sheni, I have to bring up Yerushalayim and eat it there in years 1, 2, 4, and 5. Right? So Kerem Ravai sounds like, we always say, it has the same halacha as Maaser Sheni. You have to bring it up, and if it's too much to schlep, then you could be poed to it onto money and bring up the money and consume, buy food and consume that in Yerushalayim. So Kerem Ravai says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, there's a machlokas. Beishamai Omrim, what status does Kerem Ravai have? Beishamai Omrim, ein lo chomesh vein lo biur. Beis Shammai says it does not have full kedusha, like Maaser Sheni. Does not have full kedusha. So ein lo chomesh. What does that mean? Usually, when I redeem something myself, I have to add on what we would call a 25%, which is 1/5 after I add it on. So when it comes to Kerem Ravai, if I myself am redeeming it, I'm being poed to it, I do not have to add on 25%. Ein lo chomesh when I redeem it. Ve ein lo biur, and also. In the fourth and the seventh year of Shemitah, we know the psukim describe in Kisavo, we have to do Biur Maisris. What's Biur Maisris? There are really, if you think about it, there are two separate parallel cycles that take place in the Shemitah year. So we know years 1, 2, 4, and 5 are the same. 1, 2, 4, and 5 are Truma and Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni. Year 3 and 6 are Maiser Ani. But really, if you think about it, it's two cycles. Year 1, 2, 3 is 2 years Maaser Sheni, 1 year Maaser Ani, and then Erev Pesach of the fourth year, I have to do Biur Peiros Maaseris. I have to say I did everything I was supposed to do. So that's first 3 years, and then Erev Pesach of the fourth year. Then you have it again. Year 4, 5, and 6, right? Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani, and then Erev Pesach of Shemitah. Also, I have to be Mivaer Peiros. And I have to be mizvade and say I've done everything that I'm supposed to do. So that's like a double cycle. It's not just like 7 years. It's 2 3-year cycles, and that's the. And then Shemitah has nothing. Shemitah has none of the Manas Aniyim and the mitzvah satulios baaretz. So Beis Shammai says Ravai has no chomesh and no beer. I don't have to do biur for that on Erev Pesach in those years. Why? Look at the Marav Folda. Ein lo chomesh kishabodan kamo Maaser Sheni. It's not exactly like Maaser Sheni. The Af Agav Deikri Gamkein Kodesh kamaaser Sheni. Even though Kerem Ravai is called Kodesh, it has some type of status like Maaser Sheni. Afilo hachi lo yafina lo mi Maaser Sheni. You don't learn it fully from Maaser Sheni. La tzrichan chomesh. You don't have to learn it from Maaser Sheni that it has full kedusha. It's like hektish. And then you have to be poded, adding on a fourth, adding on a quarter. V'gam biur b'pshana revias l'shmito u'b'shvias. And also in the fourth and the seventh year, biur, you don't learn that from Maaser Sheni. So, Kerem Ravai, you do not learn fully from Eishar Sheni. That's Beishamai Shita. It's kadosh, but it's not fully kadosh. Therefore, you don't have to add on a chomesh. You don't have to do beer. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Yeshlo. Beis Hillel says, no, you do. Beis Hillel is going to learn, no, you compare it to Eishar Sheni. And therefore, it has kedusha. And therefore, yeah, it's like a hektish in a certain sense. You have to add on the chomesh, and there is beer. Beishamai Omrim, that's why this is here now. Beishamai also adds, because it's not fully like Eishar Sheni, it's a little chulin-like. And if it is chulin-like, yeshlo per, yeshlo ololos. I have to give manas aniyim for my kerem ravai. Because it's not fully kadosh. Right? It's like chulin. Bottom marafulda, kishar chulin. Like chulin. De'ein lam din kodesh elo. It only is kadosh regarding that you have to be poda it and eat it in Yerushalayim. So it's somewhere in the middle. Right? Kerem ravai status, according to Beishamai, is somewhere in the middle. It's a little kadosh that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and you have to be poded, but it's not fully kadosh. You don't have to add on a fifth, and you don't have to do biur, and you have to give peret and ololos. And what's the halacha? The aniyim have to bring that up to Yerushalayim. Right? It's a little tricky for the aniyim, but they have to get it. That halacha doesn't change. They have to take it and either be poded or bring it to Yerushalayim. The aniyim podim latzman, and the aniyim are poded themselves and bring that money to Yerushalayim. Ubeis Hillel Omrim kulo lagad. Beis Hillel says, no. No, Kerem Ravai is all goes to the press. Meaning what? It's like Ma'aser Sheni, and therefore it's all kadosh. Like Rabbi Meir Shita elsewhere in Shas, the Marafolda quotes, that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoha, and therefore you treat it like Ma'aser Sheni and Hektish, and it doesn't have Peret and Olos. You don't have to leave anything for the Aniyim, because it's kadosh. It's not cool. Fine. That's the Machlokes. Beishamai and Beis Hillel about Kerem Ravai, but one of the Nafkaminas is Peret and Olos. That's why this is here. Tani Rebbe Omer, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe has a totally different shot, a limitation of Beishamai Shita. Lo Amra Beishamai Ela Beshvias. Beishamai is only talking about when you have Kerem Ravai that is in the Shemitah year. During the Shemitah year, there is no Ma'aser Sheni at all. So therefore, that's where Kerem Ravai would not have the status of being Kadosh. Again, Mara Folda, Lo Amra Beishamai Ela Beshvias. Delo nog ba Ma'aser Sheni. There's no Ma'aser Sheni at all during Shemitah. Hachanami, Kedusha is Netaravai, ain't noig ba. So there, usually Beishamai agrees to Beis Hillel that Netaravai has full Kedusha. But during the Shemitah year, it doesn't have Kedusha. Because just like Ma'aser Sheni doesn't have Kedusha during the Shemitah year. So Ravai. But the other years of Shemitah, Beishamai agrees to Beis Hillel. Right? Kerem Ravai is just like Ma'aser Sheni. Let's go back to the Gemara. Avo b'shar shnei ha-shavua, but during the other years, b'shamei yomer, me'esh l'chomer, v'esh l'bir. So that's a huge chiddush. That's not like what the Mishnah sounds like. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, the whole machlokas between b'shamei Hillel is only kerem ravai during the Shemitah year. So during the Shemitah year, there is no Ma'aser Sheni, so b'shamei would say, so there's no kerem ravai either. And b'shamei Hillel would say, no. Ma'aser Sheni has to do with maybe the fixed years. Kerem ravai has to do with the personal growth of the plant. Right, so maybe you can compare it dafka there. So al daitiyahein tanya lo lamdu netaravai elam ma'aser sheni. According to this approach of Rebbe, that you learn ma'aser netaravai from ma'aser sheni exactly. Kamada teimer and ma'aser sheni b'shvius, and just like there's no ma'aser sheni during the Shemitah year, v'dichvas ein netaravai b'shvius. Right, that's what Rebbe says. But one second, me'ata al yihi lo kedusha. Beishamai, you're telling me that it does not have any, it's not like Ma'aser Sheni because it's during the Shemitah year, it doesn't have Kedusha, so why should you even have to bring it to Yerushalayim? What did Beishamai say in the Mishnah? It's not exactly like Ma'aser Sheni, you don't have to be potent and then on a fifth, but you still have to be bring it up to Yerushalayim. But one second, if you're telling me that the whole discussion in the Mishnah is only during Shemitah, and therefore it doesn't have Kedusha, because there's no Ma'aser Sheni in Shemitah, so there shouldn't be Kerem Ravai during Shemitah, so it shouldn't have any Kedusha at all. You shouldn't even have to bring it to Yerushalayim. But it's clear from the Mishnah that Beishamai is just limiting the Kedusha. He's not saying there is no Kedusha, so Me'ata al Yihi lo Kedusha. You shouldn't even have to bring it up to Yerushalayim at all. Right, according to that. Right, see the Marafolda. V'lo yeit sarech pidyon v'lo mechitza. You shouldn't need pidyon. You shouldn't need the walls of Yerushalayim. Right. So, but it sounds like for the Mishnah, there's only more of a limited machlokas. Answer: ukedushasa me'elav lamdu. Ah, no. There's another source. Kedusha of Kerem Ravai is also compared to Bikurim. Kodesh hilulim harehu kekodesh shekoren alav es hahalel. You're right. Karam Ravai is compared to Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni during Shemitah is also compared to Bikurim. And Bikurim has, there's Bikurim even in Shemitah. And therefore, it has a certain level of Kedusha. So, it's a little bit like Bikurim, and it's a little bit like Maaser Sheni. Interesting, we discussed a couple of weeks ago, Bikurim is not a run-of-the-mill mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. Remember, there's a havamina that Bikurim should apply in Chutz La'aretz. Tosfos and Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, had two very important deos about how do you look at Bikurim. Maybe Bikurim is compared to Basa B'chalav, and therefore it should apply in Chutz La'aretz. And Tosfos says, what do you mean? In Chutz La'aretz, maybe Bikurim is not a mitzvah tuli ba'aretz. Remember, it's the only one that is designated before it grows. Trumas and Maiseris and all that is after it grows. I have to be mafresh. Bikurim is before it grows. So it's a different kind of matana. Every one of the discussions in Zroim, you know, could be just has their own unique status. Like here, we're talking about Karam Ravai. So the Gemara says, so it's a little bit like learned from Bikurim too, so it has a certain level of Kedusha. So now we're back. 1 second. So, but if fundamentally it is like Maaser Sheni of Shemitah, and therefore there is no Maaser Sheni of Shemitah, so therefore V'yei Mutar La'onein. So then, just like there's no Maaser Sheni in Shemitah, so too there shouldn't be any Ravai during Shemitah, and it should be Mutar for an Onein to eat the Kerem Ravai during Shemitah. Just like you could eat the Maaser Sheni during Shemitah, because there is no Maaser Sheni during Shemitah. Right, similar question to what you just said. It shouldn't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. No, you'll learn from Bikurim. You should be able to eat it ba'aninus, because we know an onain is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni during the other years, but during Shemitah there is none. So where it says, Tani, right, add in one word, Kodesh, Magid Shuasa La'onain. No, it says the word Kodesh, and therefore, it is still Asa to an onain. V'yechai b'biur. But 1 second. So now the other way, if it's really compared to Bikurim, okay, this is all within Beisham Aishita, if it's compared to Bikurim, then you should have to be Mevair it, just like you have to be Mevair Bikurim of Shemitah. Right? The halacha of Biur Maisros. Answer, begin to Rabbi Shimon, Potem and Abiur. Look at the Mishnah in Meseches Bikurim. There's a machlokes. Rabbi Shimon says, there is no Biur by Bikurim. So, Beisham holds like that. There is no beer by Bikurim. V'padim b'mechubah l'karka. But again, if it doesn't have a full kedusha, you should be able to be poed to it even while it's still attached to the ground. And the Tosefta says, the Marafolda quotes it, says, but that's not true. You can't be poed to it when it's b'mechubah l'karka, because it's also compared to Maaser Sheni. But what do you mean? There is no Maaser Sheni during Shemitah. So we're stuck. And we don't answer that question. So Rebbe's pshat of Rebbe Shammai in the Mishnah is difficult. Because again, he wants to limit Beis Shammai Shita to only during the Shemitah year. It's difficult to say that. But on the other hand, it's difficult not to say that, to say that it's somewhere in the middle. It's not exactly like Maaser Sheni. It's also challenging. But this was Rebbe's pshat of Beis Shammai, and the Gemara just leaves it unanswered. Some of these questions unanswered. Do you compare it a little bit to Maaser Sheni, but a little bit to Bikurim too? But again, Beis Hillel says it's fully like Mamon Gavoa, and fully has Kedusha, and therefore all the halachas of Maaser Sheni would apply to it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue in our march of Kol Zayis in this perek next time.